This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Republicans are sharpening their attacks on Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for a rash of COVID deaths at a state-run veterans home. It's actually a page from the same political playbook that Pritzker used to win election in 2018. WBEZ's Dave McKinney takes a closer look.
4 years ago, then-candidate Pritzker took to a debate stage in Quincy to savage Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. The focus was on Rauner's mishandling of fatal Legionnaires' disease outbreaks at the state-run veterans home there.
It's our obligation to defend our veterans and keep them safe. That's not something that Governor Rauner did.
Now, as Pritzker seeks re-election, he's having to answer for a public health tragedy at another state veterans home, a horror that happened on his watch. In November 2020, a month before vaccines were first available, COVID-19 overtook the LaSalle Veterans Home and killed 36 elderly residents in a matter of weeks. It's a tragic, almost Shakespearean twist that GOP rivals like Richard Ervin are now trying to highlight.
This is the same person who blasted his predecessor time and time again for the tragedy that occurred at the Quincy Veterans Home when 13 veterans lost their lives due to a Legionnaires breakout. He swore that he would do better as governor. He failed.
A recent state audit found that the Pritzker administration, the state public health department in particular, was caught flat-footed in its response to LaSalle. But there are arguments that Quincy and LaSalle are two distinctly different tragedies, one largely avoidable, and the other, perhaps not.
The fact that people are trying to compare Legionnaires' disease with COVID-19 tells me that they know nothing about either disease.
That's Dr. Amesh Adalja, a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins University's Center for Health Security. He says it's just, quote, sloppy thinking to think there's any way to connect the two tragedies, even if mistakes got made at LaSalle. Legionnaires is a waterborne illness caused by poorly maintained plumbing or HVAC systems, basically an infrastructure failure. But COVID-19 spreads whenever an infected person breathes, talks, laughs, or sneezes, and it doesn't stop at the front door of a place like LaSalle.
Because you can't compare an environmental pathogen that is not spread person to person to a pandemic pathogen that is spread efficiently from person to person. There's no analogy there.
But State Senator Sue Rezin believes otherwise and sees a pretty clear-cut case of neglect. She's the number two ranking Republican in the Illinois Senate and represents the legislative district where LaSalle is located. She says state public health officials were too slow to make on-site visits at LaSalle as the outbreak surged.
This was the deadliest outbreak in a state-run facility in Illinois history. Almost 30% of the veterans passed away from COVID, and this governor's administration dropped the ball.
Pritzker says public health officials were in contact with the home, but it wasn't safe to be sending them inside. The governor does acknowledge mistakes were made, and people have lost their jobs because of it. But Pritzker says Republicans bear responsibility too, with their opposition against wearing masks, their disregard of COVID-19's risks, and their unwillingness to listen to public health officials.
Those lies put people's lives at risk, especially the most vulnerable.
Since the first COVID death in early 2020, more than 33,000 Illinoisans have died statewide from the illness.
No deaths trouble me more than those of our brave service members who survived battles to save our nation.
Only after November will it be clear if voters decide to inflict the same pain on Pritzker that they did in 2018 on another governor for what went wrong in a state veterans home. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.